You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump was holding a roundtable event with conservative influencers in the White House when Secretary of State Marco Rubio, standing in the back corner of the White House's Blue Room, caught his eye with a note.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
It quickly became clear that an agreement had in fact been reached. Mr. Trump, Israel and Hamas have signed off on the first phase of a peace plan for Gaza, an agreement reached after long-term talks brokered by Turkish, Qatari, Egyptian and US mediators. There have been jubilant reactions to the news in Gaza itself. Will Radwan is among the Palestinians in Khan Yunis who have taken to the streets in celebration. Crowds gathering near Nasser Hospital, clapping and cheering.
We are very happy that the war stopped. This is something joyful for us. And we thank our brothers and anyone who contributed, even if verbally, to stop the war and to stop the bloodshed.
There is also jubilation amongst the families of the hostages still held by Hamas. Natalie Zangaukla is the sister of hostage Matan Zangaukla, and they gathered in a Tel Aviv square to pop a bottle of champagne with former hostage Omer Shemtov. In Australia, the opposition's foreign affairs spokeswoman, Michaela Cash, says the signed deal should inspire hope in Australia and across the world. Those sentiments have also been expressed by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Parliament.
In the Middle East, the past 2 years have been full of dark days. Today we see a ray of light. Today the world has cause for real hope. Hope for the families of the hostages who have kept a two-year vigil that must have felt like an eternity. Hope for the people of Gaza who have endured suffering beyond imagining. And hope that after 8 decades of conflict and terror, we can break this cycle of violence and build something better.
Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan has outlined the immediate next steps.
If an agreement is reached today, a ceasefire will be declared. Following the ceasefire, those held by both sides, and agreed upon, hostages and remains in Hamas's hands, those in Israel's custody serving life sentences up to a certain amount, a certain number of Palestinians arrested after October 7th, will be released. There will be an exchange of these.
The White House expects the hostages will begin getting released on Monday. However, it's unclear when the withdrawal will begin of Israeli troops to the so-called Yellow Line in Gaza, which is a boundary for an initial Israeli pullback under the Trump plan. Even as the agreement was announced, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Israeli military operations have continued in the city.
In Gaza, and our colleagues at the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs tell us that Israeli military operations have continued, including in the Rimal and Zaytun neighborhoods in Gaza City, making the already dire humanitarian situation even more perilous.
But the Israeli Defense Force says Israel has eased its military campaign. It says its forces killed several militants in Gaza City who it said were on their way to attack Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, the peace deal remains short on detail and leaves many unresolved questions that could still lead to its collapse, as has happened with previous peace efforts. Journalist Sam Mednick, who covers Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories for the Associated Press, says key parts of the peace plan still haven't been agreed to.
Israel's cabinet is expected to vote, and after that we're going to have a more clear timeline as to what happens next. But there are still a lot of uncertainties about this deal. It's unclear if Hamas will disarm, a key Israeli demand. It's also unclear who will govern Gaza the day after.
The full Trump peace plan calls for an international body led by Mr. Trump and including former British Prime Minister Tony Blair to play a role in Gaza's post-war administration. Mr. Netanyahu, Mr. Trump, Western and Arab states have all ruled out a role for Hamas, which has run Gaza since it was elected in 2007. Hamas, meanwhile, says it's seeking firm guarantees that Israel won't resume its military campaign after the militant group releases all the remaining hostages. Arab countries which back the plan say it must lead to eventual independence for a Palestinian state, which Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu says will never happen. And there is no clear indication who will rule Gaza when the war ends. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also says the burden of achieving peace in Gaza can't rest solely on Hamas and Palestinians. He says Israel must stop its attacks for peace efforts to succeed.
It is a fact that peace is not a single-winged bird. Placing the entire burden of peace on Hamas and the Palestinians is neither a fair, correct, nor realistic approach. Currently, the greatest obstacle before the path leading to peace is Israel's attacks. Despite Mr. Trump's clear calls, Israel continues its attacks, which undermine the positive atmosphere. If peace is truly desired, Israel's attacks must be stopped immediately.
Still, the accord, if fully implemented, would bring the two sides closer than any previous effort to halt a war that had evolved into a regional conflict, drawing in countries such as Iran, Yemen and Lebanon, deepened Israel's international isolation and reshaped the Middle East. President Trump says he may travel to the Middle East this weekend to bring the agreement to its fullest conclusion.
They're doing very well. We have a great team over there, great negotiators, and there are unfortunately great negotiators on the other side also. But it's something I think that will happen, got a good chance of happening. I may go there sometime toward the end of the week.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.